good Saturday morning to you. 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. You're listening to AM 1390, 103.3 FM, as well as 104.9. Of course, online to our website, WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn. It's time for Saturday Sunrise. As always, past episodes of Saturday Sunrise can be listened to. You can listen to the interview that I did a couple of weeks ago with Denise Walker of talk about photography. Also, I did a best of with Macklin Snyder last week, and I've got a family here with me this morning as they're up bright and early, and they've been chugging a coffee like I have back out here at the hill. And I've got Joe, Laura, and Abby Phelps. And guys, welcome aboard here. Joe is a resident. He and his family are. They live in the Fairfield area, just right by the Jasper Grade School area. And Joe, thanks for coming out here this morning. And so it's that time of year. It's hard to believe. It's already November. December is less than a month away. And you know, the Phelps family Christmas display, it's been a big draw for the past at least few years that I know of. But
yes, sir.
You know, what was the genesis of how it all began? You know, like, what inspired you to do the Phelps family Christmas display?
Well, in the past, and this is back when I was a kid, and it doesn't seem to happen a lot now, but when I was a kid, the big thing of the year was is to go around and look at Christmas lights. Mom would load us up in the car, and we'd go riding around looking at Christmas lights. Didn't have a lot of money, so you could afford gas at that time. You could ride around and look at Christmas lights, and that was a big deal for us. And that's just something that I remember as a kid and something that I would like for other kids to remember when they become an adult.
And that was the thing, too, because I remember my parents would take me. We would just go all over town. We would look at the Christmas lights. We would see, like, oh, that house. Look at the Christmas decorations, the lights. Mm-hmm. It looks so vibrant. It looks so beautiful. And we'll talk about lighting in a moment. But it was always one of my favorite memories as a kid, especially right around this time of year when you have the snow on the ground, the cold in the air,
yep.
And it just brings back the memories, and you may have been chugging hot chocolate just to stay warm,
yeah.
but that was the way it was back then.
Most definitely. Yeah, that most definitely. Back then was simpler times. You couldn't just jump online and check it out online. You had to actually get out and go around and look at places. And there's a lot of beautiful places around.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And there's been some that have been doing it for so many years, and they've kind of, I think, become well-known in
yes,
town
sir.
As well as the area.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is our 10th year, and actually of setting up Christmas displays. And a funny little side note is I had a friend of mine say, I typed in Christmas in Google, and your name was the first thing that came up.
Oh, big.
But, yeah, that was kind of flattering. But, you know, it is what it is. I love it. My wife, Laura, here, she calls it a sickness, but it's a passion for me.
I actually like that. So you say you've been at it for 10 years, because I remember you used to live on King Street.
Yes, sir.
Right by the high school, and you had, your yard was full of lights and
yes,
full
sir.
Of decorations. And but whenever you guys moved out to the Jasper Grade School area, well, you guys got a lot more room.
A lot more. We went from a lot, which was just basically our front yard. That's all we decorated. And we crammed 13,000 lights and inflatables and everything we could right there in that little front yard. And then we went to 2 acres, and we got a whole lot more now.
Mm-hmm. Not so much where you feel like claustrophobic with all the lights and all the decorations.
Yes, sir.
Like, and cramming it all into one spot where it's so tight, and you got to be careful with where you step, and because of the wires and the decorations and all that.
Yes, sir. Definitely on that. Yeah, you still have to do that at my house now, but I leave the trail open, so it's not as bad.
Not as bad, because you have all that room. You know, last year you guys did the display, and it was a success. I remember there was I was only there one night because that's all I could go to. But
yes, sir.
I do remember there was a lot of people there. And so going into this year, you know, how much money and supplies have been invested into it?
Oh, Lordy, we talked about this yesterday or today, and I think we figured up we've probably invested another $700 into the display this year.
Mm-hmm. And that $700 goes a long way. But did you also have, like, donations too?
Yes. Well, not for us in particular. We don't take donations to us. We take donations for the food drives. If people want to donate cash, we turn that into non-perishable items, and that gets donated to the food pantries and local needy families. We're going to try to focus more on local needy families this year. However, we're still going to donate whatever we get to the local food pantries.
And that's about what Christmas is all about. It's all about the giving, is what it is, because you know, it's like you may have something, but it's like, look, if I don't need this, I could give it to someone else. I could pass it on.
Right. And that's my philosophy. I have my wife. I have my kids. I have my home. I don't need for anything. I pay my bills. If I can help somebody out there, because we've been on that end, I'm going to do everything I can. And if it involves my lights to do it, hey, that's just an added bonus right there.
It is. Hey, you're listening to Saturday Sunrise here on WFIW AM and FM, as well as online through our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, Joe Lauren, Abby Phelps. The Phelps family are here. We're talking about the Phelps family Christmas display. They had this last year. They've had it for the past several years. It's been a success. Now, obviously, every year's different. And so... I remember what it was like last year. One of the things that really stood out to me was the sleigh ride going around.
Yes,
But this year, what are the changes to the layout? Any significant changes at all? Or?
Oh, yeah, we got quite a few. Abby, you want to tell them what the main thing is that we built this year?
Does she want to talk? If you want, just speak into the mic, please, Abby. And
okay, so our new thing was our tunnel, and it has a lot more lights. It was made out of wood sticks.
And Christmas lights.
And a lot of Christmas lights.
It's a 50-foot long tunnel, and it's basically like what you would see at your bigger displays that you would drive through. Well, the sleigh ride and the...
train.
And the what?
Train.
The train will be... we'll be going through it. That'll be part of the ride this year for the trail.
Awesome. I've seen photos of the tunnel on your guys' Facebook page, and we'll talk more about that Facebook page in a moment, but I've seen it, and it looks really cool. Like, to me, it's got, like, something that it reminds me, like, when you used to draw squares on a piece of paper.
Yep.
You draw, like, cubes, and then, like, it just has that pop. Like, it just looks, like, three-dimensional. It just looks really cool.
Yes, sir. And with the new – that's also, too, another thing that is new this year is we added another controller. So now we was 16 channels. Now we're 32 channels. So we can do a whole lot more with making the lights dance.
Is that what happened last year? Because I think I remember reading about a controller that just burned up or something.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah, we tested the limit on that controller, and it burned up. We had 90,000 lights running off of this one controller, and the controller is rated at 60,000 lights. So this year we have two controllers, and a little over 100,000 lights already set up. You know, so it's. We're hoping that neither one of them burn up. But, yeah, we did have a mishap there at the end of the season.
But that's – I think it carried you all the way almost to Christmas, I believe. And
yes.
It kind of just – it kind of was like, well, it burned up, but at least it didn't burn up, like, after the first week or whatever.
Right. I mean, yeah, it was actually the last week, the Christmas Eve show. We was about three-quarters of the way through that actual show, and it just went – kaput, and I quickly plugged in a bunch of little cords that I could to the surge protector, and my wife was over there hitting reset on the surge protector every 30 seconds because it kept kicking the reset on the surge protector.
But nonetheless, it was a success last year. Lights are always a part of a display. We talked about lights earlier. Just want to know what your thoughts are of lights. You know, how do lights help out with your display?
Oh, lights are a huge factor, especially with the way that we set up, you know, the dance into the music and being picked up through an FM transmitter or the FM transmitter, rather. Picking up through a car radio, it's huge. Lights has always been huge to me. I like inflatables. I like the wire frames. I like all the, you know, blow molds, stuff like that. But lights are always a huge thing to me. Two Christmases ago, this will tell you how much lights are important to me. My wife bought me, how many boxes was it? I think 60.
Probably, yeah.
60 boxes of Christmas lights for my Christmas present. and I was happy as a kid in a candy store.
I'll be. But lights, I think, they really help illuminate the display. Talk about how beautiful it is.
Yes.
And it really gives off another dimension. You can have a Christmas decoration sitting out there on your yard without any lights, but at nighttime when, you know, you see people out and about checking out the lights, it's like, well, it's not lit up, so you can't really see
right.
it. But it helps give it that extra dimension to where people can see it visually. It's like, ooh, I love that. Like, you know, the Festival of Lights of Fairfield, for example.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the same thing, too. Now, I'm pretty sure utilities are one thing, too. Someone may question mm-hmm. about that, about the usage of the lights. Do you guys accept donations for that? Or
no, we don't accept any money to us. Like I said, we don't take anything to us personally. Everything is out of our pocket. It's out of our love. You know, for the season, it's out of our love to try to help people that is needy. We don't take anything personally. The light bill is really not that bad, and I do get this question a lot. A lot of people's like, how do you afford the light bill? Well, I only run on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and my lights are hardly ever all on at the same time with this controller set up. Our light bill goes up maybe $100 a month. So it's not, you know, it's doable,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just to see the smile and joy on people's faces when they see this stuff, that makes all of our hard work well worth it.
That's the goal.
Yes, most definitely.
That's the goal. You can, it's like, yeah, when you have the display, you know, complete, it's like, yes, it's finally done. You know, we're done setting up.
Yeah.
But I think the reaction of people's faces, them having a good time, seeing like, all the countless hours and days you put into it.
Yes.
Boy, I tell you what, it pays off in the end.
Yes, and Abby can tell you when we started on that. Abby, you want to tell him?
Yeah, go ahead.
So all the years I've been doing the train rides and stuff, I sometimes turn around when there's like a straightaway or something that I know where I'm going. And I turn around sometimes and I see little kids smile, and that just makes me really happy.
When did we start working on the display this year?
End of September.
Yeah, I'll tell you again, countless days and countless hours put into it. Now, if someone would like to say maybe they have a display that they would like to give to you, or maybe some more lights, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that either.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, the easiest way is through our Facebook page, Phelps Family Christmas Display. That's the easiest way to get a hold of us, because me and my wife Laura is both admins on that page, so we're going to get the message regardless. But yeah, we always accept working, non-working, any kind of outdoor Christmas decorations. We always accept them, and we will find a use for them. Trust me, I 2 acres, I got plenty of room. I'll find somewhere to put it.
And also, you talked about the Facebook page, and you like to see more likes on it. And I think,
oh, yeah, most
and,
definitely.
And by posting content like videos and pictures and all that, because I love the pictures that you took last year of, you know, the kids and the families in the sleigh. That was really neat.
Yes, that was touching.
You also forgot to say something new this year.
Oh, new this year.
The cutout face.
Yeah, the one where there's a hole and people can put their faces through the hole. So
that is something new too.
Yeah, that's something new. The face and hole is going to be right inside the entrance. We're going to have it lit up where people can take pictures. It's actually a snowman and
a reindeer.
Mm-hmm. And what we're asking people to, and we will there too, when they take pictures, just tag us. Tag the Phelps Family Christmas Display. Mm-hmm. That way people can see what's going on, and we keep it updated. We keep the page updated all the time. We're always doing videos and stuff like that. Everything you possibly would need to know is on the Phelps Family Christmas Display.
One question I have is another one that is, what is the first day for this? Because you talked about operating on certain days, so.
Yes, sir. The day after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
The Friday after Thanksgiving, that's going to be our very first showing. Every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 6 to 9. Sometimes we'll run a little bit longer, depending on traffic. We do have a decent amount of traffic out there. 6 to 9, Friday through Sunday. And like I said, it's going to be awesome. I'm real proud of this year. We've worked hard. I'm real proud of this setup this year, and going to be great.
All right. Well, thanks. Appreciate it, Joe, Abby, and Laura Phelps, the Phelps family here. Talking about the Phelps family Christmas display. Again, it's going to be starting up Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. So it's coming up in a few weeks. So thanks, guys. Appreciate you coming out here to
Thank
the Hill this morning.
Us.
And appreciate it. I'm Derek Dunn signing off here. Hope you have a wonderful Saturday. Again, every episode of Saturday Sunrise is podcasted for your listening pleasure. Click on, just go to WFIWRadio.com, click on Boss, and then click on Saturday Sunrise. I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps it up. Have a wonderful Saturday and have a safe weekend.